Hello and welcome to Unlocking Possibilities, the podcast that will help you to transform your life from the inside out. I'm your host, Sarah Fletcher, and as a coach and trainer of powerful coaching modalities, I believe that we all have great potential to lead and live a life of compassion, creativity, and courage. I believe that as you learn to appreciate and honor all that you are, you can learn to trust your innate intuitive guidance to unlock possibilities for living the life of your dreams. Every day you get to choose how you want to show up and who you want to become. And in this podcast, I'll be sharing with you wisdom and practical applications from positive psychology, neuroscience, and coaching to help you achieve all that you want in your life and live with more ease, joy, connection, and fulfillment. So if you are ready to truly live a heart-led life and embrace all that you are, then stay with me, tune in. I have so much to share with you. So before we get started with today's episode, let me ask you a few questions. How would your life be if you acted on your goals, plans, and dreams every day? What would your life be like if you could easily make decisions? How would your relationships be if you could discuss how you were truly feeling? Who would you be if you could drop unwanted behaviours and habits? How are you currently connecting with your deeper inner self? And do you feel there is more to you than you are bringing to the world right now? And are you ready to change some of these things in your life? Do you want to know how you can harness your multiple intelligences so that you can bring wisdom to your everyday life and you can live your life truly expressing who you are? So first of all, have you ever found yourself feeling in conflict inside? So your heart might feel really strongly about something that is important to you. Maybe you've got a passion about something and you really want to follow it because it feels truly important to you. But your head is talking you out of it. Your head is putting barriers in the way. It's saying to you, what about the ifs and the buts, and giving you a narrative of why it isn't possible. And then your gut might feel fearful and uncertain and not ready to take action. And this inner conflict can impact your decision-making skills. It can keep you stuck and feeling that you're not living your truth. You might be feeling frustrated. There might be things that you want to change in your life, but you don't know where to start because you kind of don't want to disturb that comfortable and familiar feeling and that comfortable and familiar knowing that you've got in your life, even though you might be feeling fed up and stagnated and feel that you are ready for change. So have you ever considered or wondered what might be going on here? And do you realize that you have multiple brains? And did you know that these multiple brains have their own functions? And when they're not working together, when they're not in harmony together, this is when we often experience these situations like I've just been saying. So this is where we might have those feelings of incongruence or feeling out of alignment in our lives. It can almost feel like a tug of war within us. So let me tell you a little bit more about your multiple brains and how you can optimize your life by tuning into your intelligences, your multiple brains, by tuning into the functions of them, and how you can also then align them to dig deep and find your intuitive, innate inner wisdom that we all have within us. So let's start by taking an exploration of your head brain. So your head brain is responsible for your thinking, it's responsible for your meaning making, and it's also responsible for your perception and the way that you view the world. And often if you say to people, point to your brain, then they will point to their head brain. Now the thing is, we know through neuroscience that we also have other intelligences as well. We have other brains. So we also have a heart brain, and the heart brain's prime functions are emotions, relationships, relating, and also your values. So the things that are important to you. And you know, you might, when you think about your passions, when you think about your desires, when you think about things that are important to you, often people will touch their heart and they will, you know, use heart language because it's really important to them. And your gut brain, so that's your third brain, your gut brain is responsible for your safety and your protection. And it's also about your identity and taking action. So often if we are feeling fearful of something, then we feel it, you know, we feel it in our gut, or we want to take action for something, but we might not take the action because our gut brain stops us from taking action because we're scared to upset the sort of status quo and the familiarity of our lives. So let's think about it for a minute and let's consider how this might play out in a certain context in life. So maybe you are in a job that no longer serves you. Maybe the job that you're in doesn't meet your values anymore. Maybe you want to change your career because you have decided that you want to do something else, and you are passionate about something else. You're no longer passionate about the job that you're in. But it might be that you've been in this job for a long time and it's familiar, it's stable, it's secure, and it's comfortable. But yet your heart is really yearning for something more. And it might be that, you know, you want to set up your own business. You've got a passion for something that is really, truly important to you. Or it might be that there is another job that you've seen that, you know, really looks like it is congruent with your values and something that you truly want to do. However, your head brain starts to overthink about all the things that could go wrong. You know, it might not work. Have I got the skills to do that? I don't know enough yet. I haven't got the experience of that. So your head brain starts to overthink things, and then your gut brain starts to feel scared and it starts to respond with fear because it doesn't want to take action and do something different. So it prevents you from taking action and going for the job or setting up your own business. So you carry on doing what you're doing, even though that sort of quiet whisper inside of your heart doesn't go away. But for now, you carry on doing what you're doing and you push it down and you try to ignore it, only to find that it comes back. That deep whisper in the depths of your heart comes back because you know that there is something that you are truly passionate about and something that you really want to do. And then off you go again in this kind of cycle of what might feel like a bit of tug of war inside of you and a bit of, or a lot of, inner conflict. So there might be other areas in your life as well that you notice this happening. Perhaps you want to improve your health. Perhaps that, you know, you want to get fitter or do something with your health. Perhaps there's a habit that you want to change, or perhaps there's a relationship in your life that you would like to improve and make better. And the thing is that in order for us to live a happy and fulfilled life, where we can express our truth and be who we truly are meant to be, then we need to align these multiple brains, these multiple intelligences, so that we can access our deep intuitive wisdom and live the life that we are meant to live. And often that dissatisfaction and unhappiness and feelings of unfulfillment, often they are there because our multiple brains, our multiple intelligences are not aligned. And therefore, like I said, we end up in these feelings of tug of war and feeling that we're not living our truth. We're not expressing who we truly want to be. So let's have an exploration of what you can do about this. How can you begin to start to communicate with your multiple brains and begin to align them and harness them in a really positive way that is going to help you to optimize your life in all areas of your life? So I'm going to give you a few points of how you can begin to do this. So number one is to balance your nervous system. So when I was talking about balanced breathing in the last episode, this is one of the reasons why balanced breathing is really important, because your autonomic nervous system is the gateway to communicating with your multiple brains. When your nervous system is in balance, then it is much easier to access your innate intuitive wisdom. If you're in a stressed state, so if you're in the sympathetic nervous system and you're you're in that stress state. Or the other way around, it might be that you're too parasympathetic, you might be too calm or too relaxed. Then either of these states of your nervous system are potentially going to block the communication flow between your multiple brains, between your head brain, your heart brain, and your gut brain. And this is where then you might find yourself in that inner conflict, not living the congruent life that you want to live. So what we want to do is we want to aim for getting your nervous system in balance, which is why you can begin to do this balanced breathing. So you can have a look on the Embraining website and find out more about this. And there are some audios on there that you can listen to get your nervous system into balance. Or you can head over to the Heart Math, or they have a podcast called Add Heart, and they have some beautiful meditations at the end of the podcast that they do on there. So number one, what we want to do is begin to balance your nervous system. And the primary reason for balancing your nervous system with regards to your multiple brains is that when your nervous system is balanced, then you can begin to communicate with your brains and begin to align them and really access the intuitive wisdom, the intuitive knowing of each of your multiple intelligences. So, number two, once you have balanced your nervous system, then you can begin to communicate with your multiple brains. And you can do this by asking yourself some simple questions. So you're in a state of lovely, calm, alert, balanced, and focused. Then you're going to begin to communicate with your multiple brains. So in relation to the situation in your life, the thing that's going on, your problem, the thing that you're struggling with, what you want to do is bring that to your mind and then think about what it is that you actually want and what's stopping you from having what you want. So if it is that you are wanting to change your job or get healthy, get fitter, what is it that you want and what is stopping you? What's the block? What's stopping you from having what you want? And then when you're in balance, you're going to begin to ask your heart, what does your heart truly desire in this context? What is really important to you in this context? So if it's around, the job or the health and fitness, what does your heart truly desire and what is truly important to you in that context? And then you can move up into your beautiful head brain and you can ask your head, what does your head really think about this context, about this situation, about this block? What does your head really know about it? And reminding yourself to stay in balance. So coming back to your balanced breathing, making sure that you are communicating with your multiple brains from a balanced place. So what does your head really think? What does your head really know? And then moving down into your gut, asking your gut, what does your gut deeply need to feel safe and to have the courage to take action? And you're going to do all of this as you remain in your balanced state, keeping your nervous system in balance and really beginning to communicate with all of your intelligences. So what does your heart truly desire? What is important to you in this context? What does your head really think? What does your head really know? What does your gut deeply need to feel safe and to have the courage to take action in this context? And as you find yourself becoming more in balance on a daily basis, because you're going to be practicing this balanced breathing on a daily basis, as you find that your nervous system becomes more balanced on a daily basis, you can begin to continue to ask your multiple brains for its insight, for its intuition, for its wisdom, by just beginning to communicate with your internal inner wisdom, asking your head these questions, your heart, your head, and your gut these questions. And there's a lovely quote that I love from Marianne Williamson that says, the more room you give yourself to express your thoughts and feelings, the more room there is for your own wisdom to emerge. So when you are in balance, when your nervous system is in balance, then it is much easier to start to begin to communicate with your multiple brains and start to begin to align your life in a way that is a true expression of who you want to be and who you want to show up in the world as. So If you are finding yourself in conflict in somewhere in your life, if you're having this inner turmoil that your head wants one thing, your heart wants another, your gut is protecting you and keeping you safe and feeling scared and won't take action, then the chances are that your multiple brains are not aligned. They might be offline, because sometimes our multiple brains are really not communicating with each other, and one of them might be completely offline. You know, if you are somebody who gets caught in your head brain a lot, if you do a lot of overthinking, a lot of overanalyzing, and a lot of, you know, using your head brain to kind of think in a not helpful way, then it might be that your other brains are offline. Or it might be that, you know, your gut brain is the one that is more dominant, your health and safety, your fear center, your anxiety center. And it might be that you're immobilized because you're scared to take action, you're scared to do anything. So sometimes our multiple brains are offline, and we've got to bring them back online. So in order to bring them online, the first thing is, number one, is to get into balance. So like I say, you can head over to the Embraining website, you can head over to the HeartMath, and you can begin to listen to those audios that help you to get into balance, or listen to my previous episode. Then you're going to start to ask yourself these questions. So asking your heart brain, what does it truly desire? What's important to you in that context? What does your head really know? What does your head really think? And what does your gut deeply need to feel safe and to have the courage to take action? So this is an invitation to you in this episode to begin to bring your multiple brains online and start to communicate with them, so that you can live your life from a place of congruence, alignment, so that you can express yourself in the most truest, beautiful way, in a way that is right for you, and that you can optimize all areas of your life. So if you would like to know more about embraining, so this is one of the coaching methods that I am trained in, so that I coach my clients in embraining. I'm also an embraining trainer, so I teach other coaches to have this beautiful coaching modality as part of their coaching practice. So if you're a coach out there, or a leader, or a manager, or a counselor, somebody who is in the helping profession, and you would like this as a coaching modality for yourself, then head over to the embraining.com website, or you could purchase the Embraining book, Using Your Multiple Brains to Do Cool Stuff, by Grant Suzaloo and Marvin Oker. Or you could send me a message, get in contact with me. I can tell you more about it from a perspective of having coaching with it, or if you want to train as a coach in this beautiful modality, then I would love to introduce you to it. So off you go, getting yourself in balance, communicating with your fantastic multiple intelligences. Yes, we all have them. Yes, we all have our innate intuitive guidance and wisdom. And yes, we can all tap into it. I'd love to know how you find this podcast. So please subscribe and review and share it with all your friends if you think that they are going to benefit from it. And I'll see you really soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I truly hope that you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed sharing it with you. You can check out the show notes for more details on what I've discussed today, and I'd love to hear your feedback on this episode. I'd also love it if you would review, and remember to press follow so that you get it automatically downloaded every single week. And if you want to hear more from me, you can sign up to my mailing list, where you will get inspiration and wisdom landing in your inbox. I can't wait to speak to you on the next episode, and I'll see you really soon.